Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 966. We're learning today Le'ila Nishmas Moshe Doiv Ben Rabar and Zisel. Le'ila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Le'Refuah Shalema Yehuda Arya Leib Ben Hinda. Shetakav Refuah Shalema B'soich Shar Choyle Yisrael. Getting back to our Malacha of Memachek and Memareach. Okay, I just want to finish up a few odds and ends in the Halachas of food in conjunction with Memachek. And Mimareach, how they apply, and so on. And most of it we went through. I just want to touch it up, basically, and then we want to try and move on to Bezras Hashem, the inyanim of the various different creams, consistencies of cream, some that flow, don't flow. We spoke about the ones that flow like, you know, very easily, that we said was no problem, but then you have various different, you have some that flow a little bit, some that don't flow at all. We want to talk about those in Yonah because of very Negei Lemaisa, on a weekly Shabbos. Okay, so just to finish up the food subject. So we finished off last time explaining, just to read from the Sefer, Lamates Malachis, what we spoke about on page 927. There is, however, a specific limitation mentioned by the Poskim, the Ramah, in how the Ramah brings it down, that one who smoothens out food purely for the looks of the food, for the beauty of the food, even though one might eat it later on. So in such a case, we said, Tavi Alav Bracha, one should be careful to avoid such a item, because the achievement of the desired effect of smoothening it out for the looks, it's sort of like has a non-food characteristic and does indeed bear some resemblance, he brings down, to the Malacha of Memachek. Just to bring down a few examples, like we spoke about last time, we said somebody smoothens out tuna fish, egg salad, we saw from the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, again, for the looks, you know, like by a simcha or so on. We spoke about the icing on a cake. It's a very popular case might come up. People want to spread icing on the cake. Of course, we said you can't make the icing on Shabbos, but they want to spread the icing on a cake strictly for looks. Even though people might eat the cake later on, one should be careful in those situations, he brings down. Lemaisa. But he does go on to say further, however, there's no basis to restrict smearing, like we said, regular butter, peanut butter, and so on, and other spreads on sandwiches or the like, because one is not doing those inyanim for beauty. They just spread, you know, peanut butter on bread or butter on challah or something along those lines. They're just going to eat it, and that's no problem at all. It's totally not a purposeful, and it's totally not purposeful as far as the smearing itself goes, and therefore it's meaningless, and that's no problem at all. That's what we spoke about. We spoke about also one may scoop out a spoon of ice cream. That's also, even though you're smoothening out the ice cream, we said also that's no problem. Okay, so that's basically as far as that goes. As long as one does not have in mind, in general, the smoothening out, then it's bechlal, the food in general is no problem. Now, I just want to go through a few more quick cases in reference to when it's totally non-food purpose. Memarech, with food for non-food purpose, and they're not eating it at all. In the cases we spoke about, they want it for the looks, and they're going to eat it. But over here, he brings down, does it say, for Lamates Malachas, Lamais on page 928, while he says like this, while the Malacha of Memachek does not apply to food preparations, like we've spoken about before, when people are going to eat it, food substances can indeed be subject to Memarech, when they are used for a non-food purpose. Again, when somebody uses a food in a smearing action for a total non-food purpose. We'll give some more examples. When one uses it this way, then the food fills the role of an item of permanent use and becomes no different from hides or other non-foods. Lemaisa. We spoke about last time that Chazal told us that foods for non-food purpose is a problem, and it's very similar to the regular items that are being smeared. So he just brings down a few more examples just to keep in mind smearing a food substance to repair an item, for example. He says another case with the chewing gum, which we've spoken about, or a tofu candy. Sometimes you have these candies that smear very easily, like sort of like chewing gum. They're very sticky, sort of like a smushy type of a candy. Based on what would have been previously, what we stated previously, says the same. One may not plug a crack or leak in a Nagelwasser cup. Let's say somebody has a Nagelwasser cup and it has a little bit of a hole in it. So that could be another problem also, by the way, it could be a question running into a question of fixing boina, which we've spoken about, tikkun mana, but putting that aside, that's one issue. But the other issue is somebody wants to clog up a hole, like we spoke about last time, with chewing gum or with a sticky candy, like a tofu, these type of things, right? And sometimes it makes it very easily. It's just to smear it around a little bit. So that is not allowed to be done if it's being done for this fixing purpose. He says, brings out another case, interesting, that similarly one may not press chewing gum against orthodontic braces. Interesting, because to do so would fall under the malacha of memachek. And he goes on and explains further, pressing the gum would be usur, even if the gum was already flattened before Shabbos, because the concern that they will further rub and smooth out the surface of the gum while applying it to the teeth. So that's another interesting point to keep in mind. We spoke about also the butter on the lips. I just to go through it one more time from Sefer Lamedes Melachos. One may not smear butter or margarine on the lips to prevent chapping when used for these therapeutic purposes, for a non-food purpose, any food substance. So the same thing would apply, that it would be usur to do. Lamaisi brings down that therefore, for this purpose, butter is the same as non-food creams. Okay, so that's as far as that goes. I want to just explain one thing. Brings down the Sefer Shabbos Home on page 379, that let's say somebody, they're spreading, let's say this peanut butter or whatever it is, they're spreading butter, cheese, these type of things, and it's for an eating purpose, like we said, but the question is they want to spread it, cover a large area with it. Like I know sometimes, especially by children, you know, you smear the peanut butter on, it has to be exactly covering the whole bread and covering the whole challah and covering all the corners and everything. So is that a problem? Is that l'chayr? Is that a problem of, I'm doing it for the sort of for the smearing. I want it to be smeared on every corner of the bread. Some people are makbet to have the entire face of the bread smeared with whatever they're putting on, whether it's the butter or the peanut butter or the cheese and these type of things. But it's not so much for the appearance over there, but it's that's how they like to eat it. They like to taste it. Was that a problem? So brings on the Sefer Shabbos Home. That's not a problem either. If, however, one spreads a food in order to cover a large area with it, right, as opposed to you smear a little and finish and you eat it. But some people are makbid. They want to cover a large area of the food. For example, spreading butter on bread, peanut butter, all these things he brings down. But the person does not care whether the surface appears smooth. Then they're not doing it for the appearance of the smoothness of the smearing, right? So they just want it to be covered. They want all the areas of the food, of the bread, to be covered. That's how they like the taste. That's how they like to eat it. So then this stringency that we spoke about does not apply. In other words, it's like the icing on the cake. We said a person, Badafka, wants it for the looks, or you're spreading out a tuna salad or these type of things. Egg salads we spoke about for the looks by a simcha or something like that. So that over there, that would be much more stricter. But over here, they're just spreading it out, the even tuna fish or egg salad, but they want badafka to spread it on the entire bread, as opposed to just a little bit here, a little bit there, and they're very mocked, but they're doing it for eating purposes. They're doing it because that's how they like to eat it. So that would be no problem. That's not what we have in mind. It's only over there where it's five looks for people who look at it. Therefore, one is permitted, he brings down also, to spread even a thick food, like we said, egg salad, tuna, butter, these type of things, onto a slice of bread on Shabbos, provided that one is not attempting to make the surface of the food appear smooth. He's not doing it for the looks. He's doing it because that's the way he likes to eat it. Okay, we're going to stop over here. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Baruch, Kol Tov.